Welcome to the Bill Singh podcast. My name is Bill Singh, and something I don't do enough that I really should do more often is talk about my books a little bit, because I've been doing this little series on the evidence for God, and I've actually written some books on the topic of the evidence for God. The first one is 10 Irrefutable Proofs of Creation. This one I'm going to really encourage people to check out, because this is just 10 simple proofs that tell us that God exists and that you can see that God exists just by looking at the evidence that we find in nature. And so there's just 10 proofs that I put inside of 10 Irrefutable Proofs of Creation that you can look at and memorize if you want to. So that way, if people ask you the question, you know, what proof is there for God? You can give them the proofs inside of 10 Irrefutable Proofs of Creation. The other one is called The World That Then Was. Now, this one's actually the first book that I wrote. And as you can see, it's a little bit thicker than 10 Irrefutable Proofs of Creation. And the neat thing about The World Then Was is that it approaches the evidence from a young earth creation sort of perspective. I'm going to talk about that more in a future episode, but I just want to touch base really fast on 10 Irrefutable Proofs of Creation. And I want to go over one of the proofs with you, namely the first one that's inside the book that's called The First Law of Thermodynamics. This is known as the law of conservation of energy or the law of conservation of matter. What this law simply states is that matter and energy cannot be created or formed or destroyed inside of nature. And so what this lends itself to is the reality that there is matter inside the universe. So we have to ask ourselves a question, where did matter come from? And there are two distinct possibilities. Either A, we have the possibility that matter has always existed, right? But that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But it is a possibility that matter has always existed. And the other possibility is that matter was created, the ex nihilo, as we'll put it in biblical terms. And the funny thing is that in the realm of science, there's not a whole lot of talk about the eternality of matter. That there seems to be a lot of work put into discovering where did matter come from exactly? And theories are put together to try to figure out the mystery behind the creation of matter. Now, that lends itself very much to the biblical worldview that God created everything out of nothing, that God is beyond nature. And because God is beyond nature, he's not bound by the natural laws, such as the first law of thermodynamics, because God himself is spirit. And so because of that, he is not confined by the natural laws. And so he can create matter out of nothing because he himself is God and he is eternal and he is all powerful. Thus, he is able to bring things out of nothing if he so pleases. And so we have a problem, though, if we want to take a materialistic standpoint, because you either need to believe, you need to believe in one way or another that matter has always existed, whether it's matter in the form that we see it or matter in a more primordial sort of form that maybe we wouldn't necessarily call matter. But if there is a form of matter that isn't necessarily matter, like a primordial matter, then we have to deal with where did that come from? And then if we find out where that came from, then we have to ask the question, well, where did that come from? So we're talking that there is something eternal inside of the universe, and we have to make the decision. Do we want to believe that which is eternal inside of the universe is God, or do we want to believe what is eternal inside of the universe is nature and is the universe? And I think it's a pretty easy choice, because did everything come out of nothing and exist for no reason? Or was everything created very purposely, intentionally, by an intelligent mind that knew what he was doing from the very get-go? So my choice is, I say that is absolutely evidence that there is God, whether that points to the Christian God or whatever concept of God you might be dreaming up on your own. That's up to conjecture right there. Nonetheless, that it shows that there is a supreme intelligence inside of the universe through which we can say that, yeah, God does exist. Then the next question becomes, how do we know who God is? And we'll talk about that in a later episode.